WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Hello, this is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live on WHAN 1430 AM, also heard on 102.9 FM and podcast on www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. We have a splendid show for you this evening. Splendid show. We have the Splendid Sons in the building.
Yeah.
Splendid What's Sons. Up? So who we got? We got Andrew.
What's up?
Vocals, guitar.
Yes, sir.
Dean.
Hello.
Hello, Dean. Dean on the trumpet. Owen, you play the bass?
I do.
You play the electric bass and the upright bass?
I play both.
And he plays both. He's a dual bassist. Then over on the drum kit, Nigo, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. Chillin'. What's up?
Chillin'. What's up? That was Nico. And then, is this a new member? Last time
yes,
I saw you guys
is.
Play, I think she did a song with you.
Yep.
Brittany.
Yes,
Brittany.
Hello.
Is Brittany in the band now? Is she
somewhat.
A member?
I'm getting there.
We had three yeses and a no and a maybe.
Well, it's more or less like we're working on writing a bunch of new material and stuff, and she's going to be in most of our new stuff, and we're just trying to work her into all of our older kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
Cool. Did you have something to say, Sean? I saw you opening your mouth.
I was
going to
say, like, how much older stuff is there?
About 15, 16 songs.
Okay.
How long you guys been around right now? Because you guys are fairly new to getting out there, right?
Yeah. We've been around about 8 or 9 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was starting out with just me and Owen, and then Dean came in with us. Dean actually played with me before anybody else did, but when the band actually started, it was me and Owen, and then probably about 8 months since we got Nico, and that's when it kind of took off.
Now, it's kind of a reunitation. I don't know if that's a word.
Not a word?
It is now.
Okay. Andrew makes up words as well.
It has gone over the airwaves. It is officially a word.
Came out of your mouth.
It came out of your mouth.
That's what matters.
Now, Andrew, you and Sean, from what I understand, go way back.
Like Cadillacs.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble days.
Barnes & Noble, man.
What, did you guys work there together?
No, we used to just chill with a bunch of crazy, rowdy kids and mess everything up at Barnes & Noble.
I hear that's the thing to do.
Yeah. We actually never purchased anything.
Yeah, never purchased a single thing. I was super into punk rock back then, so we just kind of sat around and got drunk.
At Barnes & Noble?
It's Chesterfield, dude. What else is there to do in Chesterfield aside from sitting in a parking lot?
We tried to find people to buy us cigarettes.
Yeah, a lot.
Did you guys read?
I read some comics.
I try not to read. I hear it's bad for your health.
So that's you didn't go to the mall?
No.
No, the mall was lame.
Or the park or something? You went to Barnes & Noble?
Well, the park was right down the street from Barnes & Noble.
Until they started to, like, take the chairs away. Like, if you go to the Barnes & Noble on Hull Street right now and you're like, why isn't there any chairs outside? I want to sit and enjoy the outside. It's because of us.
I find that very odd that that's like the hangout for someone who is not a reader or a coffee drinker.
It was just a place to be.
Or a purchaser of anything.
Well, you know, I don't like to spend my money. Today, right now I only have $2.50.
$2.50.
Oh, $1. Anybody?
No.
He has a rip dollar.
Oh, that blows, dude.
Tape.
Still counts.
Jewish Nightmare.
I don't want to tape it because I want to try and use it two times. Like it's
for purchases of under 50 cents.
Things that cost 49 cents. I'm like, here's half a dollar.
And you've got a new friend with you in your mouth, right?
Oh, the extra tooth? Creepy. My shark tooth?
Sean has a shark tooth, by the way, that he just found out.
Everyone knows now.
You've got layers.
I do. I have a tooth coming in towards my tongue on the inside. It's so I can extra chew my food.
One, two. Hey, I wanted to talk about this Sunday. We will be hosting the food cart derby.
We will.
At it's the farmer's market.
Are we
17th Street?
Yeah.
Are we keeping it a surprise? Your surprise? Or are we telling people about it?
I don't think many people listen, so I think it's
Well, there's at least five.
There's five people. They can know about it.
Yeah.
I built. You guys know what a T-shirt cannon is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I started building a T-shirt bazooka. Would you say?
Yeah.
It's actually more like a machine gun.
Yeah.
It's
a T-shirt Gatling gun.
It shoots out T-shirts at 600 feet a second.
it's pretty massive, man, and we all know the farmer's market is kind of small. So
yeah, you can hit a quarter, two football fields away with it.
Crossing my fingers, I'm hoping that I injure someone with a Radio Rubber Room T-shirt this Sunday. Or cause a traffic accident. So, so come down Sunday. It's from noon until 6?
Yeah.
I think we got chicken and corn, some live music, beer, and plenty of food. I'm gonna try to see if maybe the Boca truck will let me shoot a burrito out of my T-shirt.
Yes.
Cannon.
Can I be on the receiving end of this?
Absolutely, dude. I'm gonna get a laser sight, and I'm gonna aim it at your forehead.
And then Sunday also... Richmond Music Review number 7 at right Tobacco afterwards. Company. Also the official after party of the Food Cart Derby, from what I understand, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Four great bands, Vexine, Sajak, Captain, and the Mothball Fleet.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Gonna be a quality event, quality night.
Excellent. So we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song, and you guys are going to come back and play a live song for us, right?
Yep.
Stoked, man.
There you are.
Jam out, old guys. Dig it.
All right, this is Tina Marie with I Did Not Write the Song Title Down.
That is a cool thing.
Questions. Lonely hearts confused.
Join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds.
Incredible.
30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy. It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds. Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building. Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria. An inflated sense of self-worth.
Awesome.
And a desire to do it every 30 seconds.
So extreme.
You know it works. Because it's made out of my blood!
30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal,
enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as
grow a garden,
grow a garden,
learn Japanese,
sayonara,
shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months,
advanced development.
30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain,
extreme,
making you impervious to batons,
yeah,
and tasers.
Bullets?
What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants,
babies,
and the deceased.
Zombies!
As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice
extreme
rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme
death.
You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house,
your family.
Who needs them? Guaranteed, or your money back.
Money back guaranteed.
Side effects include
bleeding from all orifices,
tooth loss,
rapid aging, incarceration,
death,
immaculate conception,
yeah,
purgatory,
exploding eyeballs,
super death,
extreme sexual desire,
impotence,
hollow existence,
and partial death leading to full death.
You're gonna die.
Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face?
Smash your face.
30-second energy.
Rise.
Inject it right into your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah. 30 seconds of energy.
Yeah.
Right into
extreme.
Your chest.
Extreme.
Love
extreme.
It.
Oh. Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Yeah.
Splendid Sons with Original Sin. Live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That was awesome.
Thanks,
man. I don't even know.
Oh, go ahead, Sean.
I don't even know what kind of music I just listened to, but I'm sweating profusely. That usually means I liked something. Or I didn't like it. I'm not sure. It's one of those. But I definitely liked that music.
So what kind of sweating is it? Is it like you just worked hard or you just ate a pizza?
It's more than normal.
More than normal?
It's a lot, yeah. But I think it might be like I'm in this tiny room, and it just gets warm on its own. But the music definitely like kicked it up a notch. It's hot in here. It's 110.
We really like our aim is to make dudes hot. You know what I mean?
Awesome. I mean, I felt like I was like listening to heavy metal kind of, but it was also jazzy, you know, jam kind of.
Do you guys have something you call it? Do you have a name for it?
I guess kind of like it's just folk punk. I don't know.
Folk punk.
If anybody has a real genre, please let
us know.
Yeah,
please let us know.
We try to describe it to people, and we can't.
I'm going to call it Sean Sweat.
Sean Sweat. I Sean like
Sean
that.
Sean Sweat.
That is going
to
stick.
Cheers to that.
the fruit of my loins.
Yeah, you guys have an EP out right now, correct?
Well, we have like a single.
A single.
Yeah, it's just one song that we had recorded for free by a very good friend of ours, Ryan Link. But we're trying to work on getting some more recordings out.
And I know Ryan. I go way back with Ryan. Yeah. Actually, he used to play. He's doing that open mic at Breakers. Is that mm-hmm. where you met him?
Yeah.
Actually, before he was doing the open mic, he used to just play there, I think Tuesdays or something, and that's where I kind of got my start with him, too. He'd let me play in between his sets.
Well, that's awesome.
And that's where, yeah, kind of my first performance, too. He's a good guy, so he's been helping you guys out?
Yeah, he helped us out a lot. When me and Owen first started playing together, we went up there for the open mic, and he really liked us a lot, and then once we got the full band going, he would give us an hour and a half long to play. He mm-hmm. would, you know, if there was no one on the list, he'd say, hey, just play till whenever. Just go for it.
Do you guys keep it a South Side a lot, or...?
We used to, not so much anymore. We try to stay playing downtown, but we'll play anywhere. Like tomorrow we're playing in Southside, but stay like, you know, trying to be in bars in the city and stuff.
Well, go ahead and plug it. Where are you playing tomorrow night?
Charter Colony's Battle of the Bands.
Yeah. That is totally folk punk.
That's totally hardcore, man. Charter Colony, we're playing for some rich people probably.
Yeah, it's like older. It's going to be a lot of older gentlemen.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I don't care who's there, man. You guys are going to kill it. So,
oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You guys list your influences as Tom Waits and Rancid, right?
Yes, sir.
It's interesting. Wow. It's a really, like, broad... I mean, you just covered, like, a lot of music and, like, two different songwriters.
Yeah. And then after that, it does also say, in every song we've ever heard... I don't believe that.
No, for real, me and...
Every song you've ever
every
heard?
Every song. Me and Nico ride around...
Even the bad songs you've
even
heard?
The bad songs.
Yeah,
definitely.
That means
even
don't
more
do
the
that.
Bad songs. More so the bad songs than the good songs. Because I would rather learn what I don't want to do than what I want to do.
Okay, so you know what I mean? Influenced as in you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, music is supposed to inspire. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think everything inspires us to a certain extent.
100%,
so.
Yeah. I mean, me and Nico will ride around for hours in the car, and he'll just we'll sit around and dissect everything we're listening to and figure it all out and
like, yeah, man,
what makes it cool.
You guys don't have a house?
Well, yeah, but we driving around, nothing beats it. Just got to stay in the car on the road.
Except for a house.
I mean, my car barely stays on the road. Have you seen it? It's actually 2/3 of a car.
It goes well with your... Two halves of a dollar, I guess.
What's up with your fractions tonight, hey, man? You're
and
in
I
a fraction,
man. At least you match, which
yeah.
is always pleasant.
I don't own one whole thing.
I only own pieces.
I like having nothing because it gives me confidence that I'm not going to get robbed. Like, if I got mugged, some dude, I would be like, what do you want, my clothes? Nobody wants that. I want to leave here with my clothes on.
Because you're sweating, because you just listened to Splendid Sons.
Like, if he looks like me, I guess he could have my ID. That could benefit him somehow.
So, you've got the one recording so far, or is there anything else tracked yet that is just as mixed, or you got plans to get back in and do some more stuff?
We've just got plans to get back in the studio starting in June. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on actually just putting out a full length. We're going to record every single thing that we have and figure it out from there.
So that's what you said about 15 songs right now.
been working on some material. Are you gonna give or take, incorporate Brittany into the old material?
Yeah, she's already in on a bunch of old songs. Actually, the next song we're probably gonna play for you is 10 Cities. That's one of my oldest songs I ever wrote, and she makes it sound so much better. It hurts. But
that's good to be humble too, because I know a lot of people that are the front man of a group, you know, would be a little bit like, no, I'm the front guy. It's good that you're being humble, and like, if it makes the band better, it's better, you know?
Yeah, that's that 100%. About it. I'm lucky to have good musicians. You know, Nico kills the drums. Dean wails on the trumpet.
The only reason just... Dean's in the band.
Whoa, whoa. I was here before any of y'all. Thank you very much.
He's like, I started the band. I came up with the name.
I am the Splendid Sons.
Splendid Sons was my idea.
It is, just so we're clarifying, we're all on the same page. It's Splendid Sun.
Sun, with suns. Plural suns in the sky.
Oh.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Tell them where it came from.
Fantastic.
It's actually a Walt Whitman quote.
I just wanted to...
Is that all he said? He
did
just
you,
said
did
splendid
you learn
suns?
About that at Barnes & Noble's?
I could have, but sadly, no.
They were reading.
I used to work at a library.
So you worked at a library and you chose Barnes & Noble's to hang out.
Yeah. Fill my life with books and not read them.
So what was the context of the quote? Like, do you clearly remember it verbatim?
I can't remember it verbatim, but it's from a poem called Germs.
And it's really cool because our band's named after it.
Exactly. It's a really good poem. I checked out a book from the library, and it was the entire works of Walt Whitman. As I'm reading it, stumbled across this poem, and it was like, it said, in the phrase was, "Give me the splendid silent suns." Uh-huh. And Splendid Suns stuck out to me. And there's another book called 1,000 Splendid Suns. Same guy who wrote The Kite Runner. And I don't know. It just that Splendid Suns always kind of stuck out to me as like a cool phrase. And just kind of went with it.
That's cool. I mean, a lot of people just, in a lot of cases, people just choose names because they're cool or they sound cool. So I always enjoy finding a band that chooses a name based off of, you know, some literary reference or inspired by a writer. So
yeah. All of my bands have names that sound cool. That's the only way to get people to come to our shows.
They're like, dude, your band's name is sweet.
Yeah,
it is one thing. It is one of the many things you are good at. I feel like I think you're good at a lot of things like that, like naming bands.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at naming stuff that I invent.
Naming stuff you invent.
Sandwiches.
Eating sandwiches.
Oh, he's great. He's great at that.
Man, my fridge right now is like,
ripping
it's like
dollars.
Sandwiches that are bricked in perfectly. You couldn't fit another sandwich in my fridge right now.
So, Andrew, are you the primary lyricist of the group right now?
For the most part, yeah. Brittany, though, me and her have worked on two songs now that she's done writing with me on, and she blows me away. she's got amazing lyrics.
It's all you. you put it out.
So there's more of a collaboration going to start to happen with some of the new material. Now, Nico, you are the only drummer. Have you guys thought of bringing on another drummer just to kind of solidify it a little bit?
What?
He's just, I don't know what he's got
going
on.
Is
what?
He
is like two drummers.
I just think he needs a little help, you know?
Yeah, definitely, all the time. I got to coach this kid constantly. Like, no, dude, come on, hit the beat.
No, you guys looked at one of the, I feel... definitely in the conversation of one of the best drummers in this city.
Seriously. No, I'll give him that. No, I'll give him
that. At least in the conversation.
Mm-hmm, at least.
If you went back into all of our old shows, you could hear Derek call every drummer the best drummer in the city.
Oh, he does that.
Every drummer. He loves them. He loves drummers.
Busted. It's like Derek's what you talking about.
I wish I was a drummer.
I'll teach you, man. $10 every 30 minutes.
Wow.
Drummer?
you got the best drummer in the city. That's
that goes
expensive.
Out to everyone out there if they want drum lessons too.
All right. We got to take Nico down a peg or two, so let's take a break. And I'm going to come in there with a sock full of oranges.
Yeah.
Woo. All right. Time to get to a song. This is The Trillions, For the Better.
Just think about it. Wouldn't it be nice? It's for the better now. here. And you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon. And when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and 8-track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want accelerated program? Ask how you can get jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in 2 stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in 2 speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out.
Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall. Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Just got some stickers you told me printed up,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. They're $1 each.
$1 each?
$1 each.
Are you going to go the toll booth route?
I've been planning on it.
Yeah?
Yes.
I will give you 1% of everything I have on me.
Drive a hard bargain.
Yeah.
Stickers are structural components of my vehicle.
they hold it together.
They hold it together. They do, yes.
Literally.
I need those stickers. Well, are they awesome stickers?
Pretty cool, I guess. They got our little logo thing on them, and then they say Splendid Sons. You know, how much cooler could you get?
And you already got a logo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like the first thing. Like, forget about writing music. What we need to have is a good logo.
We got to catch people's eyes, man. That's what it's about. Screw the music.
I'm just going to start, like, making bands up and having, like, a sweet logo and be like, their first show is at this place. You know, and then there's obviously not going to be a show, but I'm going to go and sit and see how many people show up. That way I can find out which logo works the best.
Can I get in on that with you?
You can, certainly, yeah.
That would be sweet.
We could start designing fake bands.
So Andrew, that was one of the first songs that you had written, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What's it about? Like, what inspired you to write that song?
That song actually came from, it's more or less talking about, like, 10 Cities of Gold. They're all places where you never grow old. It's all about the different parts of yourself and just how people never change, more or less. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just like, kind of like an introspective song, I guess.
Well, people do change psychologically. You don't. Like, you're born with the same personality. Exactly. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, more or less. Okay. It's those deep-seated, deep, dark things that, like, nag at the back of your head. You know what I mean? Like, the things that will always be there no matter what. Like, if you, whether that be drugs, whether that be sex, whatever it is, they're always going to be there.
You're a morning person.
You can push them away. You can make them, you know, be gone out of your life, but that thought is still always going to be there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Interesting. You're not very old. How long ago did you write that?
About 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And as far as, like, being a songwriter, starting to write 2 years ago, how long have you actually, like, been involved with music? Has it been since day one?
Yeah, no, I've been involved with music since, I went to a private school for a long time, and I started playing guitar, but the guitar was the devil there. So, like, it wasn't cool. So as soon as I got out of private school in freshman year in 10th grade, I got out and went completely freaking insane and got into punk music and, you know, started playing in punk bands left and right. And, yeah, that's just kind of the evolution of it all.
All downhill from there.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm loving every second of it.
I mean, I think it's just awesome that you try to use punk, like, even in your music now. Like, I don't see that at all. But, you know, I believe you. But it's just so jammy. It's almost like prog to me from the 70s.
It's very
kind of cool.
It's like a fusion of music genres.
Oh, it so is, man. It's so, there's something unique about it that since the first time I saw you guys play, man, I was blown away by it. It's got all these different elements in there. I mean, you got, obviously, the trumpet throws this, like, big band element to it. There's a little bit of swing in it. Almost like a beatnik-y, like way that you're throwing out some of these words, man. So
I feel like
almost like a little, like, dissonant eeriness to it, you know, over top, you know.
Very much.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I wouldn't mind, like, getting a girl to dance with me to it, or just punching a dude in the face. I guess that's the punk part.
Yeah. It goes well. Happy either way. Happy either way.
Well, both at the same time would be cool, dancing with a chick and punching a dude in the face.
Couples moshing.
Yeah.
Could be the next best thing.
Yeah. So you guys got a gig coming up this weekend in the Battle of the Bands in the suburbs. What's coming up after that? What's lined up after that?
The 25th at The Current. We're going to be there with Roma and Absent Center, Red States. Yeah. And it should turn out to be a pretty fun show. Every time we play The Current, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's June 19th.
The 19th.
At the Camel, and that's going to be our cap off, aside from, you know, any gigs that come along where we're like, oh, heck yes, we're going to play this, you know what I mean? Aside from that, we're going to focus mostly on our album and trying to get all of our
recordings.
So
take a little time off from playing live.
Yeah.
And how far ahead are you thinking, like, you know, tour-wise after the album's done? Is that in the thought process yet? Or?
Yeah, I would love to tour. It's just all about trying to... We would like to get a little more exposure, a little more money. You know, be able to, you know, basically be able to go somewhere and actually have a show. You know what I mean?
So
like
just
that.
Encourage as many people to take drum lessons from Nico as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very much. Can take all the money from that.
Yeah, and then put that into a tour. Nico,
like, here, have some ramen noodles.
I can
Let me give you guys a piece of advice, man. Video right now, dude.
Yeah.
Do a couple of videos.
That's what I want to do.
Leak them out on the internet, you know?
In the works now, don't we?
Well, we got a photo shoot coming up. We're doing a photo shoot, but we're trying to get a guy to do a live. I think he's doing live or video for the 19th. So the more people that show up and go absolutely ham, the better, because we're going to start trying to send that off the record labels and everything like that, so...
Dude, I'm coming out there and I'm gonna go nuts like the dance party. I'm
please,
I'm like doing it. I'm just going crazy.
Couples moshing.
That is gonna be awesome. All I have to do is get in a couple. I'm gonna be moshing in no time.
You got the moshing down. It's just that other yeah. It's
the couple, guy. The important aspect.
Well, maybe that can be your angle, you know, to get that couples moshing going. Just throw that out there as the bait.
Like that's a way to meet a new date.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
mosh dating.
What's up, girl? You want to go punch some face?
Yo, you that chick I just elbowed? All about you.
And then you could take it to the next level. You could do like mosh dating / speed dating.
Speed mosh dating?
Speed mosh dating.
Revolutionary.
That would be mind blowing. That would be mind blowing.
Patent pending.
I'm going to have a whole mosh themed wedding one day.
One day. Well, I mean, obviously, when you meet that special lady and you guys have fun with the mosh dancing, it's going to lead to that inevitably.
I mean, I think she'll be more willing to go towards the mosh theme than Star Wars.
Well, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, that the Star Wars theme and the bed sheets, you know, one or the other, probably.
I mean, those bed sheets aren't going away.
I know.
So. You're marrying me, you're married to the bed sheets.
So the album, you said getting started in June. Are you going to be doing that? I don't know if you already maybe answered this question, but are you going to be doing that at Ryan's as well? Is that where you're planning to do the whole thing?
Yeah, I trust him before I trust anybody. He wanted us to shop around and make sure that was our final decision, and that's really what we wanted to do. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that that's who I wanted to, you know, have us do our recording. Yeah, he put a lot of time into it.
Well, I know you've already made up your mind, man, but, you know, you trust him enough. You should take his advice and just look around.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely have
been. Most likely it's going to reaffirm it, but you never know, man. You know, you might find that one place that feels like home.
Yeah, I mean, it might be Ryan's. All my other recordings in my other bands and stuff have been at minimum wage with Lance Kohler.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lance Kohler, dude, that guy's a mastermind genius.
Plus, his spot is awesome. The most comfortable studio I've ever been.
He's got eggs on his ceiling. Eggs on the ceiling is the best thing ever.
What, I haven't seen egg crates or actual, like...
No, eggs, yeah. Eggs.
They're giant stuffed eggs.
Oh, stuffed eggs, yeah. Okay.
Not really.
Not like hard-boiled eggs.
No. I gotta be...
It just smells kind of awkward in
just,
there.
Just over-easy stapled to the ceiling.
Exactly.
I mean, I would exercise a lot more if you started stapling food to the ceiling. I would be skinny, and I would jump high. So high. That's the best way to motivate me.
How do you transition from that? I don't even know.
I don't know.
We're not taking a break right now, Derek. Sorry.
You could even incorporate a Stairmaster into it. Just step up, reach, step up, reach.
I'm going to fill up a little time.
But I feel like if you actually could reach it and you ate it on the way down, like every step and bite would counteract. So
you wouldn't gain weight or lose weight.
I feel like my enemies are going to use this against me now. They're going to be like, there's a slice of bacon at the bottom of the pool, man. And I would believe them. I would believe them. Even predetermining that is a possibility. That someone would try to sabotage my whole life with a slice of bacon.
I'm writing that down, actually.
Are you going to get a tattoo of that statement?
At the bottom of the pool.
That's a good song title.
Yeah, song title. Bacon
at the bottom. Well, when you write that song, think of me.
Bacon at the bottom of the pool.
So to all our listeners, if you have a vendetta against Sean, just put bacon at the bottom of a pool. Or in a canyon or a volcano or anywhere, really, that he could drown or fall.
Yeah. I like that you would throw bacon in a volcano. That's so cool. That would be a cool way to die. I wouldn't even be upset. I mean, I would be dead, but I would tell my family that it was cool. They're like, how did Sean die? Yeah, he dove into a volcano to save a piece of bacon. Like, I've never seen anything
American
like
than
that. That was so cool.
It's kind of an epic way to die, man.
That is. I feel like you should do that.
It would be on 1,000 ways to die, for sure.
I feel like you should go do that.
I'm going to start just planning out my own death. It's not going to be a suicide. It's just going to be something really cool. People are going to remember me by.
I always had a death wish. Always wanted to do like just shoot up a crazy amount of drugs when I'm 80 if I ever live that long and drive down the wrong way on the highway.
Nice,
super fast.
If I ever get a terminal illness, what I'm going to do is like jump out of a plane into a crowded market without a parachute. And I'll just try to take out one fat guy. And if I live, if I don't, then
it'll be less me.
Anybody else have any good wishes for how they would want to die?
On the drum set, man. Nico, all day, every day.
So what? You just have like
I just want to like
he just had a heart attack
as I'm playing drums. Like, everyone thinks I'm doing like an epic drum solo, but I'm dying.
You're having a seizure. I've never heard drums like that quick. He's foaming at the mouth.
That is somebody who loves their craft.
Yes.
I do not want to die while doing this radio show.
Which is a possibility.
This radio show kills me a little bit inside every week.
Glad we could be a part of that.
The radio show is actually held together by wires from the 50s. And I've seen them. You can see them all over. It's not like they're hidden.
It is. We are working with the finest in early space age technology.
On an unrelated matter, don't touch any wires inside the radio show. You have no idea what they're attached to.
All right, guys. So we are about to get to another little break here. Go ahead and tell everyone where they can find you guys.
How do you connect with your fans, man?
On the internet.
Facebook.com/SplendidSunsOfficial. Mm. It's because we're aficionados of sorts.
Is there another Splendid Sons out there?
Say what?
Is there another Splendid Sons out there?
There's one other band, but screw them. We're clear.
Are you better than them?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Where are they from?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Next week.
What happened to Humble Andrew?
You would never do like a Splendid Sons name, tour?
Wouldn't that get confusing when you
like Matt come the Splendid Sons opening up for the Splendid Sons?
I think I'll just start a side band called Special Guest, so it's Splendid Sons with Special Guest, Special Guest.
No one nice. Know what I'm nice. That will show them.
Yeah.
I think what you guys need to do is actually have a battle, like with weapons,
dude,
against
yes.
that band. That's what I would do.
I've been trying to do that for a while.
There can be only one Splendid Son.
Okay, so where do we leave off? The website?
Yep, the website.
The Facebook?
Facebook.
You got a Twitter, a Reverb Nation or anything?
We have a
Reverb Nation, yeah.
You tell them that.
It's just ReverbNation/SplendidSons. And also you can find it on our Facebook.
And that's Sons with a U. The camel always spells it with an O. Mm. It's a U.
There's YouTube videos out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of YouTube videos. If you go to youtube.com/TheLegion313, you can find like every video I've ever made ever. Has that, a bunch of acoustic
you
stuff.
You should probably rename that.
Yeah.
Splendid
Sun Splendid Sun something.
Just not to confuse people.
Yeah, it's a little out there.
All right, it is time to take a little short break here. We'll be back with more of Splendid Sun's local music and other things. But this is Downbeat Switch. They completely rocked
love
out
Downbeat
last night.
Switch.
Yeah, they killed it last night.
They were on point last night at the Republic. If you weren't there, I'm sorry for you. This is Downbeat Switch with Room to Breathe.
By the way, they will be playing, I think, the 19th at Cafe Dam.
That's this weekend, so, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Boom.
street. It's all alone, I'll take it slow. The ocean flows onto my feet. I'll find a way to bring you back. But right now I need some room to breathe. Room to breathe.
Greetings, friends. Alejandro here from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me. And you will love having it inside you as well.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We are here with Splendid Sons tonight, playing us some tunes, chatting it up, giggling and stuff.
LOL.
Sean acting a fool.
Sean.
Man, I like spilled some papers everywhere. I'll worry about it later.
You can.
I'm hoping they're not structural.
It's quite possible.
The building is now unsafe to habitat.
It is quite possible. You got a buddy in there with you?
Yeah, he'll be here now. Hey, mate, how's it going, my friend Derek? Dan, the double D, as I like to say.
Double D, there are no two D's in my name.
Oh, Dan and Derek. Y'all just count as one to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's very sweet of you to say.
You're equally half a man, in my opinion.
Well,
okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you being here, always.
I'm two ho men, in my own opinion. So don't hold yourselves at grudge for that, at fault. It's not your fault.
I don't. You're a lot to live up to. I mean, the bar set that high, I would never expect to be able to reach that, quite honestly.
I've decided to do something totally new and original.
You? No way.
Yeah, I've released... I'm working on a whole new album in the last hour.
Oh, yeah? In the last hour?
Yeah, it's going to be a totally new thing. It's something no one's ever heard of.
How far along in that process are you? You've already recorded it and mixed it and mastered it? Or is it just in the infancy stage?
It's in the conception stage. It's in phase one.
What's phase one?
Write, record, mix, produce.
Phase one. Oh, yeah, phase one. Sorry, that's my fault.
So I am in that phase. It's a total album of silence.
Oh.
It's totally new. No one's ever done that before.
Actually, that's not true. It's not true. There was a classical composer.
Ooh. Ooh.
45 minutes of silence, as a matter of fact.
I am bewildered of that. Anything that didn't happen in the last year doesn't count, in my opinion. And I decided that just now.
Well, that is a very original idea, but I mean, I like where you're going with it. Yeah. So how were you able to record silence?
Roger Reynolds with the Aqua Say.
Everyone getting watered in here?
Yes, sir.
Hydrated. It's good to stay hydrated, guys. Good.
Well, we start with recording the actual instruments, and then we just turn them down to zero. So there is instruments being played, they're just inaudible.
That seems like a lot of work for nothing.
you could buy it online and find out for $998. I decided to charge that ridiculous amount because my last idea, where people just like to buy things that cost a lot, they're going to assume that it's really good because it's expensive. And it is really good, in my opinion. I'm also trying to do a new thing where I like associate a sound with like a color, and then I like beam these colors into your eye, your eye sensor, and play a loud noise. I don't know where I'm going with this idea, but I feel like it's a first. Like, what does purple sound like? I'm going to decide.
I feel like there's no one else qualified to make that decision other than you, honestly. Now, this album, this Silence album, does it have a title?
Awkward Silence?
Awkward silence. That's fitting. That's fitting. So do you listen to it in awkward situations, or does it just make you feel that way?
It just projects that way. I feel like our music should kind of try to make you have a feeling. And there's just not a lot of music for awkwardness. And I feel like, what's more awkward than nothing?
I see where you're going with that. How many tracks are on the album?
One.
Part,
awkward silence, part one.
Well, that's good. That leaves room for a follow-up.
Yeah, it's 1 minute long, and it's repeated on the CD 47 times.
The same song.
The same one song, yes.
It's silence.
So Radley, man, you normally come in here because you want to interrogate the band.
I was going to ask the band a couple things, give them some advice if I could. Try to get them to my level.
Radley's old school. Do you want to tell him a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm one of the greatest single string guitar players of all time. I play the backup lead.
So. Oh no, I know who you are, man.
Wow. So do you know what bands he's been in? Because I don't even know.
You know, I've been in a lot of bands.
Followed his entire career.
Swims with Dolphins. Crossbows and Lilacs, the most famous of my bands.
Green Light Means Go, weren't you in that?
I was in that band, I think, for like a fortnight. There was a time. I jammed with so many bands. I think I was in y'all's band for a majority of it.
Yeah, dude.
What happened to you, man?
The conception.
Yeah,
where
did you go? You just kind of disappeared.
I wander. It's just a thing. I've always done it since I was little, since I was a baby.
We've sucked ever since you left.
He's a restless spirit. He's a restless spirit.
I left my parents' house when I was one. I never looked back. I made my own way.
He's a gypsy.
I bought and sold cigarettes on the street since I was a toddler. And sold. I've learned. Sorry. I repeat things that I hear that I don't. That sound right there. That's green.
I kind of smell that.
Do you feel like this?
I feel the green.
Do you feel green?
I feel green.
I feel green every day.
That is the greenest sound ever right there. See, Derek, way to make things happen.
You just blew my mind, sir.
Is that me that it's coming from?
We don't
is my
know.
Voice just that powerful that it's causing feedback in y'all's puny radio station?
It must be. We're not set up to handle someone of your caliber.
Well, band, I like that you guys have kind of communicated into your music like the fusion of two genres. In my opinion, maybe several more.
I agree.
But I feel like it's a new thing. It's like the birth of several different kinds of music that have gotten together, and y'all have come out of the womb of that. You're of the love child of a lot of musics. And I wonder, do you ever like play two different genres at the same time and listen to the song like it would sound if there's two things playing?
All the time?
Can you run that back?
You want me to interpret the question?
Yeah, I can't. You have one headphone tuned into one
say
song.
You have one genre of music on a CD, not playing your instruments,
okay.
Listening to them at the same time.
Like, I understood the question.
I did too, but no one else. It's the time that I've had to interpret Radley's questions that I think I'm starting to get.
You know, I have a language of my own, I've been told before. You never even know what I'm going to say.
I don't know that you ever know what you're going to say, but
I don't think so.
I feel like my voice kicks in before my brain does. And then I say something and I realize that I've said it, and what I said was just awesome. I have never regretted what I've said.
Be proud of everything you say, man. It's all gold.
So I think the question, okay, folk punk. So playing a folk song at the same time as playing a punk song on a stereo.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Together, I mean, at the same time.
It's the only way to listen to music.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where he was going.
It's kind of like a Dark Side of the Oz kind of thing, except for with two songs. I feel like I would love to release an album with just like some bass and drums on it, and people are like, what is this crap? And then 10 years later, I release an album with just guitar and singing, and you play them at the same time, and it's like amazing. people are like, man, we should have listened to that crap for the whole time. They made it like a legend. That would be like a really unique thing. I don't know if anyone's ever done that before.
I have a better idea, though. You can name one album Blue, name one album Red, and when you play them together, it's Purple.
That is that. I like that because you're collaborating on my famous ideas. If I allowed ordinary citizens to gaze upon me, I would come and meet you right now. But I'm afraid that the mere sight of me would cause you to lose control of your bowels and die. As has happened before. In front of many an audience. That is why I perform only in secret.
In silence, right?
All of my live shows are in a hidden location, and there is no ticket sales. No one is allowed to come. And you're all missing out on some beautiful, beautiful live music that I've made.
Hopefully one day the world will be ready.
I have sustained a C note personally for 40 minutes. That is a long time.
That's a long time.
That's the second greatest world record there is.
What's the first?
Well, yeah.
A day. I don't know. All I know is that I held that note for 45 minutes.
What made you... Were you trying for the record? Why'd you give up so easily?
I was just really feeling it. I was jamming. I was vibratoing. I was bending. I was doing all kinds. I was not bending it at times. Sometimes I was barely even touching the string. Still sustaining. I was feedbacking. I slapped on the pedal a couple of times. You know, I was really jamming. But I only plucked one time. That's what made it a record.
That's impressive.
I've been mastering that skill for many years.
I could understand why no one is physically capable of witnessing that without, you know, losing control.
Without their brain exploding.
That'll put you in the crazy house, I feel like, witnessing that.
Hey, so thanks for coming in, Radley. We got to take a
break.
It's
always a pleasure.
We got to take a break. If you're so smart, though, can you guess what the next song is?
I probably could. Let me give it a good mind moment. I'm going to focus on it with all of my mind.
Rub your temples.
I'm going to get it in there. I'm rubbing my temples. I'm putting my pants on so I can leave. The name of the song is The Shack Band. Picture Yourself.
Excellent.
I believe
job,
that was the
buddy.
Band and then song. But
this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mine workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. The Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's Cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh. Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's Cupcakes are available. Hitler's Cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mine cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das Cupcake Island. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
rock it all down.
Splendid Sons live here on Radio Rubber Room. Now, did someone throw a piece of bacon in the river? Is that what happened there?
Definitely. Bacon?
Yeah, there's a lot of bacon.
There's a lot of bacon in the river, bro.
That's what I got out of that. Killer tune, guys. Killer
Thanks,
tune.
Man.
A lot to it, a lot to it. And guys switching off, you know, taking the vocals, you know, doing the harmonies. How good is it to have that female voice now in the band adding that harmony?
It's awesome, dude. Yeah. It's absolutely awesome because it just, there's so much more you can do. Like with like, because I can't sing pretty. I can't play pretty songs.
I disagree,
sir. You know what I mean?
I disagree.
But like there's just, it creates this whole new dynamic of things that I can write and sit down and think about without having to worry about how I'm going to sing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can sit down and focus completely on the music and just let her do her thing.
Plus, it's just awesome to have a hot singer in your
Yeah. It works out.
I can't argue with that logic.
Yeah, not at all.
Have you thought of like three, like a section?
Yeah, like actually.
Section? Actually thinking, yeah.
We had this little idea called it was Splendid Sons and the Swinging Sirens.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah.
We
I
were
love
gonna
alliteration,
have...
by the way.
It's great. But yeah, we actually thought about doing like actually Nico's girlfriend Candace can sing. Megan Barden, she's absolutely amazing singer. She's Britney's match vocally. You know what I mean? She's absolutely great. But doing something like that would be awesome. We just got to find the time. You know what I mean?
What about brass, man? Do you add any more brass to Splendid Sons, or are you happy with just the trumpet?
I love Dean's trumpet. That's yeah. That's what it comes down to. I mean, maybe like here
Not
and there.
Not me, just the trumpet.
Yeah. But
take or leave Dean.
There was a song that I did a while ago. We still play it, No Luck. But originally it was Nelson from Soundstorm. Mm-hmm. He was playing saxophone on it, and it made it sound really cool and jazzy and stuff. But I prefer a trumpet just because it hits that
it's
much harder.
It's so rugged.
That range it hits, yeah, it mm-hmm. definitely gives the sound overall a uniqueness.
Yeah, know? It gives it a growl, you know what I mean? And that's all him right
I mean,
there.
That's not even unheard of.
We were thinking about a
what isn't?
Player or like violin player or something. Mm-hmm. Like
violin would be cool.
I mean, that would be awesome to have just like another random, you know. Y'all got like the basic four piece, and even I saw y'all bust out, I don't ever really get to see anybody, but they busted out a stand up bass.
Yeah, man.
Were you bowing it?
I do both. Yeah. I bow and pluck it.
Do you ever play gut bass?
Actually, my old drummer from my old band made one and gave it to me. And so we're going to try to incorporate that plus some banjo and some other nasty stuff into some of our songs.
I like that you were in an old band, but you seem like a young gentleman.
I'm actually the oldest out of everybody, even though I may look like the youngest.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like,
because you can't grow facial hair.
Yeah, and I'm fat.
Hey, join the club, buddy.
Hey, let me tell you something. I used to be really fat, right? And then I started
losing. You mean used to?
Fatter than I am now. And then I started losing a lot of weight, right? And then all of a sudden, like, hair started showing up on my body that was like, it was originally buried under the fat. So it's like, awesome, you lose weight. Enjoy your new shoulder, fro. Like, awesome. Yes, I do have a shoulder, fro.
Shoulder chops.
So if I don't shave, it connects to my beard. It's part of my beard.
So Andrew, speaking on the last song, it seems like your lyrics tend to be like really, you know, on the cryptic side. Once again, like, is there a message in that specifically? What was the inspiration, or were you just like, these words are cool?
Well, for Riverside, it's that song's more about getting rid of all of that. Just taking all of the nastiest of the nasty and getting rid of it. You know what I mean? And it's also acceptance of love without somebody else to love. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like that whole song is stemmed from loneliness and acceptance.
So it's like a drinking song, man.
Pretty much. That's all of our music is kind of drinking music ish.
Yeah. Awesome.
Now, is that about a specific river that you're going to sink to the bottom of? Is that about like the Mississippi?
Well, no. The river is actually a reoccurring thing throughout a lot of our songs and a lot of my lyrics. It's the river represents just, you know, a flowing of time, like anything that you're going to let go, anything that you're going to, you know, walk away from, anything like that. You take it, put it in the river, and send it off to the ocean.
Ever changing.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Do you feel like, is it time to take a break then?
No. Slow down there, buddy.
We're way ahead.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I looked at the clock wrong.
It's not even close.
Let me handle
the
clock, dude. You keep drinking coffee.
I'm out of coffee. I've had like 9 cups of coffee today. I'm still like half asleep. But it's okay.
Let me take control for a moment. So, do you guys, I know that like being in the presence of such awesome radio show personalities such as ourselves
must be intimidating.
Really overwhelming. You know,
I can only imagine.
I'm never often in the presence of someone more fabulous than I am. So I'm always
nervous around Sean.
I find myself looking down on everyone. It's nothing personal. I just know that I'm awesome.
I mean, I know you're awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I just don't. You know, I don't feel the need to prove it to anyone.
You shouldn't have to.
Thank you. So, do you guys have any questions to ask us? I mean, we're pretty prestigious. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Can you Velcro things to your shoulders?
That would be so cool.
My beard.
What?
My beard. My beard sticks right to my shoulder.
Dude. So it's like a good neck stretch.
My beard is like the bristles, and my shoulder is very soft. It's
good
like
hiding
softest
spot
hair.
For cops, too. If you clip it there, you can just tell them you're a hunchback.
if the hair grows another inch, I'm donating it to Locks of Love.
Your shoulder, bro?
Well, that's,
ew.
I'm not going to tell them it was from my shoulder.
Well, I'm sure they will appreciate it.
Here's some super soft hair.
Some man out there needs some fur on his shoulders. You'll be the guy to give it to him.
I feel like I have a bald spot somewhere on my shoulder.
I feel like it's very regal that I have that. Like, it's like a shoulder cap that I normally just have. Like I'm an old Russian general or something.
Old Russian shoulder general.
I don't know.
Hey, Derek, you want to take a break now?
Yeah, let's
go. You can do it, man.
Let's go.
Announce the song.
This is Marionette with All You Need.
Good job.
Yeah.
Do I go in there now? I'm going.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news which has come from Monkey Video.
I suppose that we can play at the temple.
What did
now become of man's freedom? And what now become of man's material rights? But the question seems harder to answer today than in the past.
This is it from the inside. It's all you need. This is where the building crumbled. And this is your disease.
Thank you.
this is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys who are somewhere in the Damilat Duchmana, Afranan Valikat.
Babies! Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist. Who will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah!
Baby is so badass.
24-7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby in the shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself, only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah!
Or face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
One baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch,
yeah.
Punch, punch.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Kick.
Head punch.
Scream.
Scream,
yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
Four times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave here a toddler on a motorcycle with a class 2 weapons license.
Weapons license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, we're going to inject protein shakes directly to their chest.
Protein shakes.
Directly to your baby's chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extreme. Extreme.
Hey, guys. Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla. Making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
With Al Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
struggle on your seats. Sit there in the ground and grow a body.
Let your desire to venture first.
Tulips by Splendid Suns live here on Radio Rubber Room, 102.9 FM, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Well, Don, I dug that one, guys.
Thanks, man.
I don't know if it passed the Sean sweat test or not, but I'm sure it did. I'm sure it had to have.
Made me sweat. Holy crap.
He was definitely out there dancing. Speaking of which, man, I got to say, great songwriter, excellent musician. You do concern me when you start going crazy there, man. You look like you're about to have an aneurysm.
He's shaking
red and
I kind of get lost in it, you know what I mean?
Hey, Sean has requested a special segment that he has developed that you guys have inspired him to develop. It is called 10 Minutes with Sean.
Awesome.
And if I had to guess, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here and say it's probably going to take a lot longer than
10 minutes. I hope we can handle it.
Are you guys ready for this?
I have one question that I prepared.
All right.
Silent.
Something's not right.
Yes! Shirts off, bro!
Why has it only got to be drummers? For those of you listening at home, I did just remove my shirt.
He is so sexy, dude. It's hurting me right now.
He's got like a 12-pack going on.
This is the body of a 50-year-old gardener. And I've managed to attain this look with just 24 years. I liked that last song a lot, y'all.
Thanks,
I felt like
man.
I was at like a rock and roll carnival. I also sensed a little bit of klezmer in there, which is traditional Jewish music.
I am Jewish.
So it was in there. It was awesome.
The pirate circus music. That song.
Lots of
like
grog.
A pirate circus.
It's actually the song Needles and Tulips. It's about drugs and women because, you know, they kind of fall underneath the same category, and I find myself really addicted. You know what I mean?
I'm in love with every girl when I meet them, and then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, you can talk? You looked so good from the other side of the room.
All right, so 10 minutes with Sean. You don't even have 10 minutes left in the show. So
question one, who is the leader of the band?
Oh, man.
I don't really know.
Who's the smartest person then?
Owen
kind of keeps us all together.
You got voted off the island. I will only address you then. The first thing, bass player, play one string on that bass for me. Give me like a low one. Give me like a throaty. Let it sustain. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, this feels so
good. I just discovered your new talent, single string bass playing. I know a really great guy you might want to hook up with.
Isn't he British?
Next question. What's the point of y'all's band?
Fun.
Rock people's socks on.
Yeah, it's my outlet. It's the only thing I have.
I like that. That's cool. On that note, who has the worst job?
I don't have one.
That's awesome. That's the best job. What's your job?
I work at a grocery store. I'm
food
a cashier.
Line. It's not so bad, dude.
I aspire to be indoors.
Yeah.
Me too.
To sleep at night.
Working
I'm outside.
I'm an overpaid, overqualified rent-a-cop.
That's awesome. You get to carry like a club or something?
I actually don't get to carry anything.
Are you a mall security guard there, Owen?
No, not at a mall. I wish I worked at a mall.
Now, having a positive adjective in y'all's name, is that like pretentious to you?
No, I think of it more as ironic because nothing about us is very splendid at all.
Nico.
Nico's drum playing is pretty freaking splendid.
Like, I'm just going to start saying that I'm splendid. I don't know if I can get away with just saying that I'm something good.
People
are going to contradict me.
Look at you. I believe it. You walked up to me and you were like, dude, I'm splendid. I'd be like, holy crap, you are.
You got really supple lips, too.
Thanks, man. That's what people tell me. Little bird lips.
All right, how do I get the ladies at the radio show? I've seen one girl here ever. It was Brittany. She was here before. And now there's like three in the building. I'm astonished.
You gotta get the Splendid Suns.
Do you see me sweating my ass off? It's because of the girls, dude. One of them tried to talk to me, I thought. Well, I have a self-proclaimed degree in naming things.
All right.
And y'all's genre, I've taken upon myself.
Thank you. Please do this.
It's glam punk.
Glam punk. I can get on that. I like
it's
it.
It's on point. I mean,
I like it.
Definitely the it's way awesome y'all just jam. Like, I didn't even watch y'all. You know, I'm in this little room. I can only see what Derek sees of me now. And it's just weird for me, like, because I'm hearing through the radio. There's, like, a live band, but I'm still listening through headphones.
Yeah.
You know, it's very raw and different. But I feel like I get... But then I came out and I watched y'all. And it was totally different. Like, I liked listening to y'all, but then when I was watching y'all, it was, like, all vibe. Like, y'all all look like you're playing the hell out of your instruments. You know, which is really cool. I like when y'all all started singing, like, syllables.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next question that has nothing to do with what I just said. Okay. On the periodic table of elements, which element do you find that your band most likely represents?
Uranium.
No, magnesium, dude. Magnesium, any day. We burn white hot.
That was a good answer.
I don't know which one is mine, but I know it's not. And that's borax.
Borax
is cleaning agent.
and pest control agent as well.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I do have some of that. I don't know what it is that insects and small animals, they avoid me. What's y'all's biggest enemy as a band?
Red Lewis.
That's a person?
That's a person.
There's just a dude that's y'all's enemy. Like, is he like y'all's nemesis?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. He's our nemesis.
Like, is he out to get you? Does he like...
No. I think we're out to get him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I like that. I like that y'all have a common enemy. Like,
oh, yeah. We all come together.
Do that.
Rob Sullivan, if you're listening right now, I hope you're happy.
I think that's a good idea, actually, to be like, hey, I know that we're in a band, but what we should do is just hate the same thing.
Collectively hate something? Yeah, dude. Any day.
As soon as Derek Lee is here, he signs off his Facebook. Smart.
Brittany's bright red right now. Look at you.
It's because I have my shirt on.
Yeah, it's because he has a black drummer and my haircut, so.
I wanted to be the only one.
Yeah, dude. You can't play folk with a black drummer. That's not cool. We got that.
If you could encapture one person against their will and put them into your band, who would it be?
Zoe Deschanel, just so I could court her.
Man, I am in love with her, too.
Me? Oh, my God. Oh, my Jeebus.
Now that band has another enemy. And I will use all of my powers to win Zoe Deschanel over you.
That was the last question, Sean. Okay. 10 minutes with Sean turned into 7 minutes with Sean.
Next time.
That was a lightning round there, then.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Good job. Playing, guys.
Great show. It was great having y'all.
It was awesome.
Thank you so much for having us.
I love coming to live shows, and, you know, it's just a super bonus to have you guys come and play for us. So.
Thanks for having us, dude. It was awesome to be here. We had a lot of fun.
Who's on next week, Derek?
Next week is...
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll tell you on Facebook. This next song is The Gypsy Healers with The Closer.
I want to leave you guys.
I sweat when I talk. Cut to a song!
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.